This from Mark Seagraves from Channel 4. According to sources, Chairman Phil Mendelson is close to announcing a deal with the Commanders that will change some of the financial terms of the Mayor Bowser original deal and open the door for a council vote within days after public hearings. I believe the public hearings are next week. I think they're the 28th and the 29th, or the 29th and the 30th. So that sounds like major progress, at least according to Mark Seagraves, Channel 4. Phil Mendelson close to announcing a deal with the team. I'm sorry.
Saying Bowser is on the Junkies tomorrow in studio, so it could be tied into that.
Mayor Bowser is? Okay, yep. Mayor so Bowser is tomorrow. On tomorrow morning with the Junkies. What time?
9 a.m.
9 a.m. So you can hear it right here on the Team 980, the Mayor on with the Junkies tomorrow morning. Also, I saw this tweeted out. Hold on, let me just see. Something about Sam Cosmi. Dan Quinn, I guess, said something this morning that Sam Cosmi. Here it is. Bram tweeted out. Quinn says it's on the table for Cosmi to play in week one. There's no certainty of it, but it's a sign of his recovery from the knee ligament injury and that it's going very well. All right, 301-230-0980. We will be, you know, pretty much on the air. Now I'm going to have some days off coming up just to give you a heads up, but this show will be on the air a lot of the time that practice is going on and news is coming out. So tune in, every day 10 to 1 on the Team 980 or the team980.com or on our YouTube page, because this is when they're practicing, not every day at this time, and you get a lot of, you know, pressers like Quinn before practice and Jaden Daniels after practice. I think Bobby Wagner is expected to speak as well after practice today. Already the tweets are flying about how great Jaden Daniels looks in 7-on-7, I would imagine. Ben Standing will be with us at noon. All right, the question at 301-230-0980, with us officially in this, you know, for the lack of a better description, stalemate, standoff, deadlock between Terry and the team. Whose side are you on? Team Terry or team front office? I do have a Twitter poll up at Kevin Sheehan DC on X on Twitter if you want to check it out. Right now, pretty tight, 52.8% team Terry, 47.2% team front office, with over 400 votes already in. What do you say on the phone lines? 301-230-0980. Ian, go ahead.
First of all, I believe a deal will be done. Both sides tend to benefit from this. The team does not have an adequate replacement. They did not draft somebody. There's nobody in line. I don't think Deebo Samuel is a viable option. So I think both sides need this deal to be done. But in terms of your question, I am Team Terry. His resume as a Washington Commander, Redskin football player speaks for itself. Adam Peters, as general manager, has some hits and has some misses. His hits in the draft are Jaden, obvious. Mikey Sanders, still obvious. There's some TBDs or misses in the draft.
All the rest of them are TBDs. You don't evaluate a draft after one season. Even you wouldn't do that.
Sure. His free agent acquisitions, Luvu, Wagner hits.
Ertz, I would say Eckler hits.
I don't know if
Armstrong, kind of a hit.
Factor. To me, to
chin,
be a hit, you've got to be a
hit.
No, again, my criteria to be a hit is to make a Pro Bowl team. They didn't do that.
Oh, really?
And then his misses. Yeah,
you don't sign every free agent with the idea that they're going to make a Pro Bowl.
Sure, but I'm
especially
saying
with the deals that they paid out, they were almost all low offer short term deals.
Sure, but again, I'm
Marcus Mariota
resume, and he again, I wouldn't. Would you call Mariota?
I mean, the list keeps going on. Ian Allegretti started every game last year. Tyler Biadasz. I mean,
Lattimore
come on, man.
No, come on, man. Kevin, we all
know. He did very well in free agency last year.
Kevin, we all understand they made the NFC title game on the back of Jaden Daniels.
That's a different subject.
If you're looking at his free agent acquisitions and you're doing a resume, you would say his hits are obviously Luvu and Wagner. They made the Pro Bowl. They were all pro players.
Biotish was a hit. Sure. I mean, if we're talking about hits, Tyler Biotish was significant last year. Okay. Significant. Austin Eckler, I'm not sure they looked better in the backfield than when Eckler was out there. Zach Ertz was so significant last year in clutch situations, in big games.
I feel, again.
You're way underselling the free agency class of 2024 for Adam Peters and company. Way underselling
I think
it.
A lot of those guys are just guys. If Zach Ertz wasn't on the team.
Back to your point. Believing in Terry and taking Terry's side is totally reasonable. I'm not knocking that at all. But my reasons wouldn't be that I'm not really sold yet on Adam Peters because of his free agent class last year. It only produced two hits. That's just not true.
Again, when I'm evaluating Peters, he doesn't have enough of a resume here for me to take his side over Terry.
Fair enough.
He does have a resume here.
Right. Yeah, look, that's fair. 1 year, just like you can't evaluate a draft in 1 year, it's hard to evaluate a general manager in 1 year. But I went in, as you know, in sort of survival benefit of the doubt mode, because it's like, finally, we can live a little bit here. And year one was not disappointing, clearly. But it's only 1 year, to your point. And this is the first big contract situation he has had as a general manager in his career. So let's see what happens. I mean, you know, he'll get judged a little bit on this, no doubt. But no bigger judgment was going to be made on Adam Peters than the first draft choice he made, because that was the most crucial towards the team's future. And we all believe, even though it's only been a year, that he got that one right. Thank you, Ian. Let's go to Robert in Annapolis. Robert, team Terry or team front office on this?
Well, thanks for taking my call, Kevin. But
sure.
I don't have a side in this, but if I did, I would never want my GM to capitulate to a player's demands. That's the Vinny Serrato method of being a GM. So here's the things that are fair certainties. They're not going to pay him $30 million a year, because if they were, they'd already have done that. And they probably don't want to guarantee him serious coin after the next 2 years because of the quarterback situation. So they're at a standstill. You know where this could wind up? Trent Williams situation.
No.
Remember that?
No, there was bad blood between Trent Williams and Dan and Bruce.
But Trent Williams sat out the 2019 season. It's not a very good financial move for a player to do that. But McLaurin may be so principled that he may actually do that. I actually think he's going to play under his current contract, because I don't think they're going to come to an agreement, and it wouldn't make sense for him to do otherwise. So I think that's probably how it's going to wind up. And one quick thing I want to add on the waiving of fines. That applies to veteran players who have signed a second contract. I believe if a player is still on a rookie contract, the fines can be waived. But don't hold me to that. But I believe that's what that CBA specified. But anyhow.
Okay, I think as you've got time left on your deal, if you're a free agent, you're a free agent. Obviously, you're not signed by anybody. But you just actually brought up something, because I think this is.
Gave
me an idea for another segment. Go ahead.
You could have a player on a rookie deal coming into the fourth year, depending upon what round he was drafted in. They could sit out, and the team would have the authority, if they signed a deal, to waive those fines. That's my understanding of how it works. But not like in McLaurin. He signed a second contract. So if he's under contract, remember Trent Williams, some of them are on the tag. When they're on the tag, that would also apply. But anyhow, I'll shut up now so your friend in Virginia can come in and talk about soft tissue injuries.
Thank you.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
Yeah, here, holdouts come at a hefty cost. Players are fined $50,000 for each day they hold out. Previously, teams could waive those fines, but the loophole was closed under the current collective bargaining agreement, which was ratified in March of 2020. Now, and I think this was what Robert was talking about, only players on rookie contracts can get that relief. Thank you, Robert, for that. Let's go to Billy. Billy, are you Team Terry or Team Front Office?
Kevin, good morning. First thing I'd say is shout out, Godspeed to the Prince of Darkness. That was a hell of a good run he had as a rock and roll performer.
I was not a huge Black Sabbath guy or a big Ozzy guy, but I certainly have friends, including one of my sons who's a musician, who was definitely into it. So, rest in peace. 76, too young. But he lived a hard, fast life, that's for sure.
His body was 140, they said.
Yeah.
You know what Ozzy would have said? Nobody knows because nobody could understand him. Listen, our friends in Baltimore, I just remind them he'd have three more Super Bowls if he would have kept Flacco as a quarterback. Terry is, in gangster terms, and we're all fans of the gangster movie genre, this is a made guy here. And you don't mess with a made guy. And Adam is messing up, and this is the first time, and they did a heck of a job last year, NFC Championship, would have won the Super Bowl if they didn't turn the ball over four times against Philly. He's a made guy. You don't mess with a made guy. That's the bottom line. And he should have found a way to get him paid. I mean, $15 million this year, if any of us were in that position where we're at the top of our craft and looking at other players who are making twice as much money as we are, you'd have to find a way as the front office to get the guy signed. And this is the first real, outside of not changing the names, which is just idiocy. They got to change the team name. It's the first real chink in the armor in the first year. They got everything else basically right. And then just to remind the fans,
is it going to, for you, who is, you've already got Jaden as the greatest of all time and a first ballot Hall of Famer. For you, if they don't get a deal done with Terry, are you going to be impacted at all when the season starts?
You know, Kevin, just to remind, and great the question, three games, 14 catches, 227 yards, and three touchdowns in the playoffs. That guy was a playoff baller. I think that's important. I'm not going to be affected, dude. All I know is that at the end of the year, when the time comes, have great cultures. And this is not good for the culture. This is bad for the culture. And I loved the culture last year. I thought they all played hard. I was proud of the team as a team. The commander's name's dumbest in history. But outside of that, I hope it doesn't mess with the culture. Because that's a team.
I bet it doesn't. Billy, I bet it doesn't.
As a pro.
I'm not saying that people aren't going to be upset that Terry's not there. But Terry's going to be there. Terry is going to be there. He's playing for this team in 2025. If they trade him or he holds out when regular season games begin, I will be so much more shocked than I was that he didn't at least show up and hold in yesterday. I just don't see that happening. You can't trade him at this point. You're not going to get enough back. Thank you,
Adam's
Billy.
Riding a crazy train right now. That's all I'll say. Adam's riding a crazy train.
I don't think so. I trust that they know what they're doing. And again, for us to be definitive one side or the other without knowing what the team has offered and what Terry's asking for and what that delta really is, that's kind of crazy town, because we're going to do this and we're going to have our hunches and our feels for this, but we don't have enough information. Like if the team offered... let's just say the team was down in, hold on, let me pull up the list. They're down there in the, Nico Collins range of about $24 million. By the way, Nico Collins is really good. Like, he's going to be, I think he's on his way to becoming a star. Let's just say they offered him less than T. Higgins got. Okay, T. Higgins would be a number one on a lot of teams. He may have the best hands in football, but he's a number two in Cincinnati. He's still got a 20, you know, an average annual of $28.75 million per season. If they're under T. Higgins at say $28 or $27 million, I could see why Terry, who wants a DK Metcalf deal at $32 to $33 million, is like, "Are you kidding me? You can't at least get up to something that starts with a three." But again, I trust that they know what they're doing. I do, but we don't know what the number is for the team. We don't know what the number is for Terry, and we don't know where both of those sides would feel comfortable settling on. You know, sometimes when you make that first offer and the other side comes back and it is way off, you're just in, "Dude, we need you to come back to reality so that we can negotiate in better faith." I don't know that that's it. I'm just throwing out one scenario, meaning that the team, you know, didn't even counter the counter because they felt like it was completely off base. All right, stay on hold. I see everybody there. Team Terry or team front office? Terry is officially a holdout. This thing has reached an impasse. We are in standoff, standstill, whatever you want to say, territory. Of course, it could end by this afternoon, too. So keep it locked here on the Team 980 all day long. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980 and the Team980.com. The voting is pretty close on this. Right now, 51.5% are Team Terry in the standoff and holdout situation, 48.5% team front office. Phone lines are open, 301-230-0980. I'm going to get to all of you, I promise. Ben will join us at 12. Stephen A. had a suggestion about a stadium somewhere between Baltimore and Washington that is truly one of the most idiotic things that's ever come out of his mouth. And there's been a lot of it, even though I'll tell you what, man, I respect the game. Nobody grinds it. Nobody works harder than he does. All right, back to, are you Team Terry or Team Front Office? I'm leaning Team Front Office. I just have great trust in them. And at the same time, like I said, I do feel for Terry. Like, I think there are situations where both sides can make, you know, reasonable arguments as to why they should, you know, pay out or receive a number even when positions are far apart. I've said for a while, and I have not said it yet today, I think it's a deal somewhere in the neighborhood of $30 million and 60 to 70 guaranteed. Amon-Ra St. Brown 15 months ago signed a deal for 77 and guaranteed, just over $30 million on average. It was a four-year deal. He was 24 when he signed it. He's very good. Okay, I don't want to get into it. You know, this is not about Amon-Ra versus Terry, but certainly, you know, the ESPN top 10 list had him number 6, had Terry number 11. And you had guys in our organization that negotiated that deal. So I think something like 30 and 60, 30 on average, 60 guaranteed. The years they can figure out how much of it's front loaded to make room for Jaden's deal in 2 years. They can figure that stuff out. But I think if he were at just over $30 million a year, somewhere where Amon-Ra St. Brown is, that would put him as like the 7th or 8th highest paid player in the game in terms of average annual. I think that that's where it's going to come in at if it does come in somewhere. And I think that that would be kind of fair to both sides. And even if the team felt like they were paying a slight premium on that because of his age, that would be okay with me. A slight premium. I think, you know, he's the kind of player you do give a slight premium to because he's bringing so much more than just what he's producing on the field. All right, Team Terry or Team Front Office? Bob in Ocean City has been on hold for a while. Bob, thank you. Go ahead.
Great show, Kevin, as always. I've listened to everybody today. Everybody brings great points. Here's the thing. He was a Redskin. He's still a Redskin. He's been there. This team was fantastic last year. Peters is a great, great general manager. I agree with all your points of all the free agents he brought in, Joe. This is the cornerstone decision for the next 10 years.
This one?
Do you want? Yes, because this one will reflect every other issue in the future of people that might be disgruntled of money. It's about a team, great player. We've made all the deals with Von Miller, this and that. The pieces of the puzzle are falling together for a Super Bowl run this year. That's how serious this issue is, Kevin. Do you want to be the foundation block in the sunshine to be number 17, or you want it to be Peters? That's how important this deal is right now.
Okay.
And if I'm Terry, I hold out minimum 7 days, and I'm with Terry, because this will reflect that building block that already set last year.
What if Terry's asking for an ungodly sum? Like, he's asking to be paid just less than the clear-cut two best receivers in the game, Chase and Jefferson, and isn't budging off that. I don't know what the real numbers are, but what if he is asking for that? No way in hell do I want the team to capitulate to that.
So my number really, Kevin, is right around a 32 a year, and give him the 65 guaranteed and end it.
You know what? If it ended there, I'd be fine. I think that's a premium, though. I think you're definitely paying for Terry to be a part of your organization moving forward. Yeah, that's top five-ish money.
I know what premium is. I know what premium, Kevin. I've sat in the end zone 55 years. I've seen all the great quarterbacks play. The receivers we got are a long way from Terry McLaurin, buddy. You know it. I know it. Everybody on team knows it. NFL knows it. The puzzle's almost complete. Don't wreck the puzzle, Kevin. Foundation blocks are it. This man has been everything every fan has enjoyed. I'm talking about the fans now, Kevin. It's not the business side.
Well, I care more about the organization winning and doing the right thing, but I'm hearing you. Look, I feel your passion for Terry, but if they don't get a long-term deal done with Terry and we find out that the offers were fair offers, I'm not going to lose sleep over it. He's going to play this year. He's a pro's pro, which means you know he's going to go out and still be Terry McLaurin, even if they don't get a deal done, and we can deal with this next offseason. But I'm not going to lose a lot of sleep or a lot of faith in the front office over this one.
If they don't get the deal done, they're going to franchise him next year. That sets another precedent. Okay? We've been down that road before.
Yeah,
we never want to use a franchise tag.
Quarterback's different.
I understand that.
Yeah.
Listen, listen, our next 10 picks on the first three rounds of the next 3 years, if they're half as good as Terry McLaurin, they're all successes, Kevin.
Right. You're right about that. He's been terrific.
He's the only... Only diamond in the rough.
He's not a Hall of Famer. Let's not get carried away. Not that you are. But he's probably a Ring of Famer for this franchise, no doubt. Thanks, Bob. I want to move on. I appreciate your passion. Let's go to Robert in Largo. Robert, Team Terry or Team Front Office?
Well, I'm Team Terry, big guy. How you feeling, Coach Dan?
Good, Robert. What's going on, man?
Not a whole lot, man. Not a whole lot. I'm going to run it down real quick, man, and I'm going to get off and let you answer. Terry's 30 isn't everybody else's 30. I mean, and it's not Mike Evans 30. Terry only been in the league 6 years. He's going on his seventh year now. He's got 5 1,000-yard seasons, and the only reason he didn't get it his rookie year was because he was short about 90 yards, and he's had a different quarterback almost every season throughout this time. All right, he's 13 in touchdowns in the NFL last season, second only to Jamar Chase. All right, the contested catches, he's number one in the NFL, and it's not even close, right? He's had less catches than probably every top 10 wide receiver in the league right now, right? Now, I also have a question for you. Man, there's been about a $20 million jump in the salary cap last year, right?
Right.
For this year. So if on average, how does that look from this point moving forward?
It's going to keep going up.
Exactly. So if you don't pay Curry, who you going to pay? And as far as the numbers are concerned, I understand we got to pay Jaden in the next couple of years. I get that 100%. But if you front load,
got to pay
Tunsil
too. You're probably going to have to pay Luvu too.
That is true. That is true. But we're not really paying anybody right now. So we got money. That's not the issue. At least I don't think. I mean, I could be wrong. I'm not an expert. I'm just saying.
I don't know. You know I don't even know if that's really the point here. They want to set a precedent with their first big contract signing that they are fair, but they're also not marks. They're also not suckers. And I agree that it's okay to look like you got a little bit pricey. You got a little bit, you know, paid a little bit of a premium for a guy like Terry McLaurin. I understand that. But you can't go nuts. You can't go nuts because we've been through that as a fan base. We know what it looks like paying guys heading into their 30s, you know, 30% above retail. That does not work out. And by the way, that all of a sudden makes the locker room wonder, what'd they do that for? You know, so I think there's just a fine line. It's, you know, they got to thread it somehow. I wish we really knew what was offered, what Terry's asking for. It would make this conversation so much easier. But we
absolutely,
don't know.
Absolutely. Yeah. So what you think about this, man? $100 million, all right, over 4 years, $80 million guaranteed, right? Front load the contract, put a little bit on the back end. That way, when it's time for Jaden to get paid, everybody's happy. Or just do 3 years, $90 million fully guaranteed. He's getting 30 for the next 3 years, and then we'll address it in his fourth year. And he's, what, 34? We'll address it when he's 34.
Yeah, I think you're guaranteed money's always the most important, even more important than average annual. And $80 million guaranteed for a receiver would put him in the top six of all time. And everybody else that got those kinds of guarantees, they're all basically 25 years of age or younger. So he's not getting that kind of guaranteed money. He's going to get, you know, guaranteed money. You know, I'm sure he's looking for a DK Metcalf style deal. You know, 32 and a half to 33 million a year, 60 million guaranteed. But, you know, they could make the case that the Steelers overpaid Metcalf. Keep in mind, too, Metcalf's 2 years younger. There's a lot going on here.
But he's outproduced Metcalf, too.
I'm sorry?
He's definitely outproduced Metcalf as well, though, which is the other thing. So even though they may have overpaid for DK Metcalf, they wouldn't be overpaying for Terry because Terry's outproduced DK Metcalf year in and year out.
Yeah, I'd have to look that up because you might be right on that. I don't know for sure. I'm going to pull it up. I think it's pretty close. But there have been times where I've watched DK Metcalf in, you know, Seattle, sometimes even without great quarterback play, dominate games. You know, the one thing I think we would all agree on, and Robert, thanks for the call. Appreciate it because I need to get to some of these other calls. I think in our discussions of Terry, I think we would all agree on, maybe not everybody, Terry's different than some of these guys. He's really good. But Jamar Chase and Justin Jefferson and even CeeDee Lamb and A.J. Brown and you know, I think DK Metcalf at times, like Metcalf with his size, Nico Collins with his size, you know, Amon-Ra even in Detroit. You look at the targets, like there are guys you force feed because they can actually dominate a game. That's not Terry. That isn't, and it hasn't been. What he is in that next class, he's really good. And he is contested catch guy. He is threaten a defense deep guy. He is decoy guy, setting up other things for other people. He is a guy that will play every down. He'll block. But he's not a force feed, dominate a game guy. There aren't a lot of those guys. I'm not saying that there are 10 of those guys, but there are five or six of them. And Metcalf actually has the ability to do that, even though he hasn't. His DK Metcalf, Yeah, he's missed a couple games the last couple of years. His last 2 years, certainly in receptions, aren't at Terry's, but not far off. Yardage not far off. He had a 90-catch year. Terry hasn't had one of those. He's had 3 1,000-yard-plus seasons. He's had 2 double-digit touchdown seasons. I don't know. There's something about Metcalf and his imposing, what is he, 6'4", 6'5", 6'4", 235. Like, there's something imposing physically about Metcalf, as there is with A.J. Brown. It'll be interesting to see the combination of Rodgers and Metcalf this year in Pittsburgh. All right, everybody, I see the phone lines packed still. I'm going to get through all of you, okay? And then we'll talk to Ben at 12. So stay on hold. Team Terry, Team Front Office, Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, the team980.com. I do want to mention Foley Mechanical, a new sponsor of this show. Our HVAC system was having some issues. My wife had Foley Mechanical come out. Dan Foley came out himself. This isn't a corporation. This is a business that's run by Dan Foley. He's heavily involved in everything. He came out, dealt with her directly. He owns 100% of the company, and he's got control over the quality from the equipment to the people he hires and his team. They're professional, they're skilled, and they are sharp. Foley Mechanical is full service, heating, AC, hot water, and boilers, and they are the go-to for older homes with radiator heat. That is their real specialty. They work across D.C., Maryland, and Virginia, and they proudly install Amana HVAC equipment. If your system needs help or you just want it done right, call Foley Mechanical or go to foleymechanical.com. Tell Dan that I sent you. foleymechanical.com. From our guy Big Tony, Steelers fan, listening to the Metcalf conversation, he said Terry's the fourth best wide receiver in your division. A.J. Brown, Neighbors, CeeDee Lamb, and now even Pickens in the division. Take off the field with Pickens stuff, he's better. You can't cover him point blank. Yeah, I mean, if we were ranking receivers in the division, you would definitely have Terry no better than fourth. That's true. I'd have him ahead of Pickens. I would. I'd have him ahead of Devontae Smith. But you would definitely have, although I would not definitely have CeeDee Lamb in front of him. I'm not a big CeeDee Lamb guy, although he is at times uncheckable. I'll concede that. You'd go A.J. Brown, Malik Neighbors, and CeeDee Lamb in front of Terry. No doubt. In the division. But all three of those guys are always ranked ahead of him on any of these lists. Although Neighbors wasn't in the NFL top 100 because Terry hasn't been listed yet and Neighbors already has. Pat in Hyattsville. Pat, thank you so much. I know you've been on hold for a while. Team Terry or Team Front Office? Go ahead.
Hey, Kev. Love your show. You're a great host. Period. But let me say this. I think it's three different things on here. You're either logo, player, or front office. And I don't understand why y'all radio hosts are always front office. Always.
Really?
But always. You okay. Guys support that to the T. And I get that. But if the Eagles can afford to pay two players, two wide receivers, over 28, they're not willing to give Terry over 28? That sounds ridiculous.
What's Devontae Smith
Sometimes
make?
Sometimes you have to make moves. Go ahead.
Yeah, Devontae makes 25 a year.
Devontae makes 25 a year. Terry makes 23.
Yep.
Okay, how much does Brown make?
Brown, in terms of average annuals, 32.
Okay, so if Terry is your number one receiver and they're doing that, you can't bring up his salary to match?
When you say you can't bring up their salary, are you suggesting that their offer is where he is right now at $22.75 million a year on average?
No, even if it's let's say it's 25 or 26, he's your number one receiver, and I agree with you. I don't think Terry's a number one receiver. I think he's a B plus. I think he's a B plus, and I've.
Well, I think he's a number one receiver on most teams. I just don't think he's an elite receiver. I think that's what you're saying.
I don't think he's a number one. I think he's a
well. If you don't think he's a number one receiver, then what are we talking about here? What do you want them to pay him?
Then you have to pay according to what you want. If right now you drafted Neighbors and you said, okay, this is our number one, we can afford to let you go, that's fine. But sometimes you have to give an inch to get a mile.
Yeah. And you really don't think Terry's a number one receiver, Pat?
I don't think NFL-wise he's a number one receiver. I think he's a B+.
Okay, maybe we're talking about two different things. On how many teams would he be the best receiver, you know, a.k.a. the number one receiver on the team? How many teams? 20?
If you sent 15? Him to, if you sent him to what you would call Tennessee, he might be a number one. If he stays with you, he's a number one. But if you send him to the Cowboys, he's a two. If you send him to the Eagles, he's a two.
Yeah. Understood. Yeah, there are 10 or 11 guys that are number ones that are better, but that leaves another 21 teams in which I think he would certainly be vying to be the number one receiver on that team. Anyway.
And I got you.
Yeah. Okay. Well, when you say he's not a number one receiver, yes, he is, just not on the... on every team,
NFL
you know,
level.
Justin
NFL
Jefferson level. And Ja'Marr Chase, you know, whichever one you think is the best is the only one that would be a number one receiver on every team in the league, right?
CeeDee Lamb would be a number one receiver on every team.
No, he wouldn't. He wouldn't be in Cincinnati. He wouldn't be in Minnesota.
He wouldn't be in Minnesota?
No.
No, you're right. It'd be a 1+ and a 1A. It'd be a 1 and 1A.
Okay, we're getting sidetracked. Are you team Terry or team front office?
Honestly, I'm team Terry because I support the player. But if he gets cut, everybody gets over it. Within a year, everybody's over it because
he's not going to get cut. He's under contract.
No, I'm just saying, if he was to leave.
Yeah,
it wouldn't really bother anybody.
If he were to get traded or if he plays on the current contract, I am with you. I think while the emotions are running high right now, I think most fans would get over it and move on. Pat, thanks for the call. Let's go to JoJo in Hyattsville. JoJo, thanks for holding. Are you team Terry or team front office?
I'm kind of split. He's your leader. You can't set the precedence of letting him hold out to strong arm you for a contract that, yeah, he kind of deserves, but he kind of doesn't at the same time. So you can't let him do what they did in San Francisco with Brandon Ayuk, who didn't deserve that contract whatsoever, but they wanted him on the field. You can't set yourself up like that for the long haul. I don't care what he is on our team. You got to pay him what he is in the league.
Yeah, I mean – look, the Brandon Ayuk situation is an interesting situation because this time last year, coming off the season that he had had the year before when they went to the Super Bowl, where you know he caught 1,400 yards worth of passes, I think it was. I think he was the highest average in terms of yards per reception in the league. You saw a guy coming into his own and on the verge of blowing up into a big-time star receiver. That was my view anyway, watching him in 2023. And then last year, obviously, he got hurt and missed much of the year. Thanks, JoJo. Let's go to Daryl in Capitol Heights. Daryl, team Terry or team front office?
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
How are you, Daryl?
I'm all right. Definitely team Terry. Like I was telling your man on the phone, I heard you say the locker room's like, why'd you pay this guy? I think the locker room's like, why aren't you paying this guy?
I think that's what it is right now. What I said was, if they ended up paying like a massive 20-30% over premium and he's like sitting there just below Chase and Jefferson at $34.5 million a year, I think there would be some eye rolling around the league and maybe even in their own building. But I don't think they'll ever get to that point. But go ahead.
I see what you mean. All right. Well, yep. to that point, though, like B-Mitch always says, you got to pay what the league is paying. So you pay your number one, what everybody else is getting in the league, and that's 30-plus. So you got to pay them. It is what it is.
Yeah, there are some number ones that aren't making 30 a year, and they're younger players like DJ Moore and Nico Collins, you know, and, you know, guys like that. And by the way, both of those guys are pretty damn good receivers. I would take Terry in front of DJ Moore. I would. Nico Collins is interesting because I think with CJ Stroud, he's got a chance to become one of the best in the game, no doubt. Let's go to Zach. Zach, Team Terry or Team Front Office? I'm trying to get through all of these, but go quickly. Go.
Yeah, I'm Team Terry simply because if we don't pay Terry, I'm just thinking about our team if we don't have Terry on our team. If we don't have Terry on our team, we don't really have the draft compensation to actually get a number one receiver because actually after this year, we're going to have a lot of holes on our team because we have a lot of veterans. And the only way you get an elite receiver, I keep hearing people say Terry's not an elite receiver. The only way you get a top five receiver in the NFL is if you draft him before the 22nd pick. Last year, we had the 29th pick in the draft. If everything goes right this year, we're going to have a high 29 pick. We're not going to be able to trade for an elite receiver. And people keep saying all these elite receivers, they're young, so they're not leaving their team. So if we don't have Terry, we don't have anything for Jaden to throw to. And as much as people believe that great quarterbacks win without great receivers, great quarterbacks don't win without elite pass catchers. Patrick Mahomes has been
great. Patrick Mahomes did. Josh Allen did. They were both in the championship game last year. I mean, Mahomes literally had nothing.
Kelce is the number one pass catcher.
I'm sorry?
Kelce is the number one elite pass catcher.
Not at 38 or 37 or 36 years old. I mean, he came up clutch in some big games, but Mahomes did not have a lot to work with. Josh Allen didn't have, you know, Keon Coleman a bit too young at this point. You know, even Lamar, you know, no. I mean, I went through this when ESPN put out their top 10 wide receiver list, that there was no Chief, no Bill, no Raven, not only in the top 10. They weren't in the honorable mention or others receiving votes category. By the way, you made a point at the beginning, and I got to run. I'm not going to get to all of you guys. I'm sorry. We can come back to this maybe a little bit later on next hour or tomorrow. But you made a point about you don't get a great wide receiver unless you take him in the top 22. I'm assuming that you're talking about Justin Jefferson, who I think was number 22. The Eagles passed on him, remember, and took Jalen Reagor. But Tariq Hill was not a first rounder. Amon-Ra St. Brown wasn't a first rounder. Was Nico Collins a first rounder? I don't think so. I'm not giving you the best of the. I mean, Tariq Hill, yes. Chase, very high. Jefferson, very high. CeeDee Lamb, I think high. AJ Brown, where was AJ Brown drafted? He was a first or second rounder.
I think he was second.
He was second, right? Second. Yep, here it is. Second rounder. So you can get receivers. Malik Nabers was very high. Garrett Wilson was very high, right? But a guy like Puka Nacua, what was he selected in? The fifth round? Something like that. Cooper Kupp was, you know, way down the list, third or fourth or fifth round or something like that. Anyway, all right, for all of those people out there, all of you who were on hold and I did not get to, I apologize. Maybe we come back to this after Ben. Ben's up next.